Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you, those of you that want to work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's about creating a ripple effect for the lives of others, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. Again, thank you for binging, sharing, doing all the things you guys do. You know, tune in on YouTube. I appreciate that as well. So whether you're on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you are, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, especially if you're thinking, Chris, I've got cash. I've got money. What do I do with it? How do I get it working for me in my situation and create a game plan for that? Reach out to us on the contact us page. We can help you out there. So check that out. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out. So guys, I want to talk about a topic that I just saw happen in the last week or so, right? By the time you get this, it's going to be a few weeks old, but I think it's important because there's a lot of changes going on right now. There's a lot of people talking about how to pay for taxes, right? All these Biden proposed bills and things like that. They got to figure out a way to raise money for taxes. One of the big ones that's very controversial is about what's going to happen with your Roth IRA. So do you have a Roth IRA? That's a big question you got to be asking. And if you do, what's going to happen with it? Now, if you're lower to middle income, you know, it's probably not going to do a whole lot. But once you get to middle to upper middle income, everything changes, right? So here's the deal. I mean, if you got it, well, they're trying to propose in 2022, they're trying to raise more money for taxes, right? They got to figure out how to pay these tax bills because Biden's kind of put himself in a tough spot, right? He's put himself in a corner because he made this campaign promise that no one who earns less than $400,000 a year is going to get any more taxes, right? So he doesn't want to be like George Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. He doesn't want to do that, right? So instead he's saying, I got to tax the rich. Well, it's a little trickier than that. Because with all these huge billions and billions of dollars that they're trying to create, really trillions of dollars that they're spending, they got to figure out how to pay for it. So they proposed things like a cigarette tax, right? They thought they put another $1.01 on cigarettes. But guess what? The problem is that people who make less than $400,000 also smoke cigarettes. So that's not going to work. Oops. So they can't do that because if they do, Republicans are going to shoot it down and say, look, you broke your promise. You're not being voted for again in 2024, right? Well, they thought about, well, maybe we can add the gas tax. Same problem. Everybody buys gas no matter the income level, right? So all these proposals, even if you try to tax the corporations, well, that's just going to stifle pay increases because if they get taxed more, they're going to try to find ways to create more unemployment or stagnate wages while inflation goes rampant. And again, Biden loses, right? So where do you go for money? Well, how do you tax the rich without taxing the wrong places? And so they're trying to go for income, right? So therefore they're looking at the Roth IRA. Now, this is something I've warned about for nearly 20 years. Ever since I became a financial advisor, I said, listen, the government giveth, the government can taketh away. When they give you these tax codes, right? With IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401k, that's a tax code. It's government controlled. You go into a business partnership with the government. When you set up these accounts aren't yours, right? They're really owned by the government, controlled by the government. You just happen to be the benefactor on these kind of plans. So just know it's not just Roth IRA we're worried about. It's everything. 401ks, IRAs, anything is being affected. In fact, it already is, because it's not just the Roth IRA. Even traditional IRAs are being affected. So let me just talk about a few points. Again, this has not been passed by Congress. It hasn't got through. The Republicans do oppose it. But all you have to do is get a few Republicans on board saying, hey, I'd rather have you tax this than that. Well, you know, we're going to have some issues, right? I think the Republicans are going to push for the other taxes so they can come back and say, Biden, you broke your promise, right? But I don't think they really, it's not going to take much. The truth is that even if this doesn't pass, it's still a risk for you, even right now. So here's the things that are being affected right now. Not many of you are going to worry about the whole $10 million or more in these retirement plans. But you should worry if you have a really big passive income goal and you're trying to use these retirement plans as your objective. Because for example, I had a guy come to us and he said, hey, I've got about $3 million in these retirement plans. And my financial advisor says it's good. And I'm on track, but I want $500,000 a year. And he said, well, you got to keep saving. And the truth is he would have to save up to over $15 million in these retirement plans. Well, if you have over $10 million, what they're going to make you do in 2022 is they're going to make you pull out half of it, whether you're 59 and a half or not. That means you've got early withdrawal penalties, possibility of taxes that can come out, depending on where you're at. If you've got even more, it's big. Now, I know the vast majority of Americans do not fall in this category. I get that, right? So I'm not going to focus on this, but remember, whatever they define as rich, they can always tap into more, right? Backdoor Roths, that's something that a lot of people have been trying to get around because, you know, if you're married, if you make over about $206,000 a year, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA, right? They don't even let you do it. Now, again, Roths aren't going to make you rich because you can only put in $6,000 a year, maybe $7,000 if you're over the age of 50. But the way that people have been, you know, kind of going around the system, so to speak, right, is especially if you're a business owner, you can contribute a lot. I mean, you can contribute well over $50,000 a year with your own, you know, bonuses and matching your money and things like that into your 401k plan or into a self-directed IRA, right? You can put a bunch of money in those. Well, then what they've had is called a backdoor Roth, where you just go and you convert that to a Roth. So you have to pay taxes on it, but now it's a Roth. You have now this tax-free money you can grow. So you're able to bypass that $6,000 or $7,000 a year limit and put in a lot more and then have this massive Roth account. They're putting a kibosh on that. They're talking about doing that no longer, saying, nope, you can't do it. Not allowed. Sorry. So they're already getting around that. So you can't have tax-free growth. The only place you can go, if this passes, right? The only place you can go to do this would be life insurance, because that's the only place taxed like a Roth, but it doesn't get affected by these changes. Also, by the way, if you get a life insurance policy and there's a certain group of tax rules, that's applicable at that time, even if they change the rules, life insurance doesn't change. Like your tax situation doesn't change because it's a contract. It's not government-based. It's based on the contract at the time that you got the insurance policy. So even if they change the rules later on, it doesn't affect you. So again, you can't do that. There's no mega back, you know, like that's kind of like a mega backdoor Roth that they're talking about there, right? Where you're trying to put in like $58,000 a year and you're able to bypass it by converting to Roth. No more. Here's the big one that affects more of you. This is a big one. So a lot of times I get clients, they've got IRAs, 401ks, they're looking to self-direct them, right? So they want to move it into a self-directed account, and then they can go and invest in different deals, especially like syndications or other funds that in most cases, require you to be what's called an accredited investor. So an accredited investor says that either one, if you're single, make at least $200,000 a year, or married, $300,000 a year, or two, you have at least $1 million in net worth, subtracting out your home equity, then you're an accredited investor. Well, so you got all these great deals, things that have massive growth, safer returns than doing the stock market that you can build and grow your IRA account in, even a Roth IRA account. Well, they're saying no more. If you try to do a deal where you're like an accredited investor, or you have to be an accredited investor to invest in that, whether it's an IRA or a Roth IRA, they're going to say, nope, you can't do it. If you try to do it, you lose your tax benefits. So pretty much you lose your IRA status and it becomes taxable. Not the worst thing in the world, because a lot of times we talk about, well, okay, are there ways to get the money out of the IRAs, right? Can we get it out of there and let it grow, especially if it's in real estate, you know, or even in business, like franchises and things like that, you get some tax benefits anyways. But with IRA, you lose those tax benefits, right? But if you're doing things, you know, if you're doing like lending, you're going to a lending fund, you're getting paid 10, 12% a year on that fund. Now, instead of avoiding tax or delaying it to a future date, you get taxed right then and there. So that's actually going to affect everybody, whether you, you know, pretty much, you know, even if you're not making over $400,000 a year, you don't have over $10 million in retirement accounts, it could still affect you because you're trying to save more money. So those of you that are, you know, again, that you're probably middle, upper middle to upper class, this is going to affect you the most, right? And they know this, they're going for the minority of people. But the thing is that this should be a proven point that even though they're going after this subsection of income earners, right? The thing is, it could happen to you. They could lower this requirement, say, you know what, not anymore. Or even if inflation keeps going up, wages keep going up, and you also go in that bracket, you could be in that bracket too. But they can make these rule changes at any time, and you have no say in the matter, do you? That is the risk I worry about the most. You know, that is the risk I've been saying for almost 20 years is, hey, the Roth IRAs, yeah, they could be great now, but in the future, they might have zero benefit. It's kind of like when I saw, you know, people getting like UGMA accounts, right? Like different types of accounts for their kids or their grandkids, because it seemed great at the time, or get them in a nice CD or money market account. But now you're like, that doesn't pay anything, right? It's just a ridiculous notion. Well, that's what could happen too. If you're trying to plan even for your kids, your grandkids in the future, and you're trying to use these government plans, it could be the worst thing possible. It could be horrible. So my point is this, is that anytime you try to partner with the government, you're most likely going to lose, right? You're going to lose because the House always wins. The House of Representatives, the Senate, they're going to win out. The things that are safer are, what are they investing in? Because they're, most of them aren't even putting money in these Roth IRA plans, right? They don't care because they don't qualify anyways. So, you know, maybe they were doing the backdoor Roth, but even then, are they really? And of course, they could be the ones targeted. Again, most of these guys, they're buying real estate. They're buying, they have businesses. They have different things funding them. Or they just have plain old salary and they're using their own compensation packages and creating their own plans. Guys, this is not the safe place to be. Even if this doesn't pass, and there's a chance it won't, right? Still, this should be the warning for you. This should be, even if it's a false alarm, this should be a warning to know that government plans are not necessarily the best idea. Now, if you're already in them, fine. That's one thing. But why would you keep contributing to something that doesn't give you a benefit? And you've already seen my whole thing about the myth of the match with a 401k. You don't even get that big of a return on a match anyways. So why are we turning over our money to the government's hands for them to decide what's best for our country and what's best for our money? Take that money in your control. Take it out of the control of the government. Take it out of the hands of stupid financial advisors. They're just trying to sell you on stuff. Most of the time, it's some kind of plan like this, and get into something better. Again, this, like I said, you know, if they get rid of the Roth IRA and you lose that option, that strategy, the only other option that we have is really the life insurance, where it has Roth IRA tax ability. But the difference is you can invest it wherever the heck you want. You don't even have to worry about, you know, if you're a credit investor, you put into a credit investment, right? Not a big deal, because again, you can invest in that with the life insurance versus keeping in your savings account, making 0.0%. Here you can actually make better returns and get that money working in two places at the same time. Again, that's a whole nother conversation. We've had topics on that before. So you can go back to past podcasts and learn more about the whole life insurance strategy we use with like real estate and alternative investments. But just know, you're running out of options. You really are, especially if you want to succeed in this financial plan. So my advice to you is, if you haven't done these government plans, you probably don't want to do them. If you're already in them, fine. You might need some strategy to potentially get out, especially if this passes. You might need to move your money and do some things to convert them over. And you might want to convert them to Roth, or you might not. So that's the thing. There's always different situations, different planning. You can always reach out to us with any of these questions going to moneyripples.com on the Contact Us page. Anyways, guys, I hope this is valuable. I hope this gets you thinking to turn your brain on and see things differently and understand that the government does not have your best interest. You should care about more about your money, and you should be taking action to protect it. This, make it a great and wonderful week, guys. Talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.